Hello, Ed.
Good morning. You offer a great service. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for your call.
Okay, I am 87 years old. I am a visual, obviously a male voice.
Uh-huh.
And I have a prostate PSA of 230, which is a little more than what you're supposed to have, like 230. And I have prostate problems, so I self-catheter. Is there anything you can suggest to reduce the size of the prostate so that I don't have to self-catheter so often? Maybe
oh.
To reduce it.
There are many various nutrients and supplements that can help reduce the size of the prostate. Just for our other listeners, PSA is typically something that runs between 0 and 4. So having a level of 230 is pretty high. And have you had a workup on that or a biopsy or any?
They have keep track of me, and I just recently had a bone scan, and the answer was the cancer has not progressed to that location. But their solution is that I have either surgery or I insert a tube, and then I don't have to worry about catheting.
Ah, okay.
A tube in a leg bag. No comment.
Yes. So, it sounds like you're managing it really well. We have a outstanding prostate formula that Dr. Wright put together that's got a lot of the different ingredients that often help with prostate problems. And of course, I would encourage you to listen in to the next hour when we're going to be talking about pretty much nothing but prostate. And, Dr. Tamburi, who I'll be interviewing at the top of the hour, will be quite informative. So I would definitely listen in to his remarks. The prostate formula, I assume you're probably taking a lot of these things, zinc and saw palmetto and beta-cetosterol. Are these things you're taking, boron, manganese? Are you still there, Ed?
I'm listening, and yes, I'm taking those.
You're taking all those, okay. Now, has your PSA been stable at that 230 mark, or is
yes.
it just... It's, oh, that's great. Okay.
It's stable, and my doctor says I have lots of them at 400, and I have one at 14,000, so you're going to die, but not of the prostate cancer.
Oh, fantastic. 14,000. Wow.
He says lots of them at 400.
Yeah. Okay. That's incredible. more power to you. What do you think has worked the best?
Well, I don't know that anything has worked the best. That's why I'm asking somebody who's smarter than me. And you have been volunteered.
Well, I think the most clinical success I've had is with beta-cetosterol. And so you can go fairly high doses on that.
What is this again?
Beta-cetosterol, it's called, C-I-T-O. S-T-E-R-O-L. So I would definitely add that to your mix. And if you could probably call back at the top of the hour, but I know we're going to be talking about prostate cancer quite a bit at 1 o'clock. So definitely tune in for that, Ed, okay?
I will. I just go off the phone onto my radio.
Fantastic.
I listen to you.
Thank you so much for your call, Ed.
Thank you.